You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on socials, YouTube, and hit this follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. We put out an episode once a week every Saturday. Also, you can help us by sharing this podcast with someone that you love so they can have more health and wellness tips in their lives. Last week, we talked about calcium. So we got into the reasons why you should be getting enough calcium in your diet. We talked about how many milligrams each day you should be getting, and also talked about the foods that are really rich in calcium. And last but not least, making sure you're not getting too much calcium, because there could be some side effects associated with that. This week, we will be talking about an often overlooked supplement, fiber. So we're mostly going to be focusing on the actual supplementation of fiber through supplements such as Metamucil and those type of things. We'll be talking about whether it's worth it, whether you should be taking it, how much fiber you should be getting, and all of that. So stay tuned.
Yeah. So fiber in general is obviously essential for our bodies to be able to function. We need it to help our bodies to stay regulated as far as regular. It also is very essential for our gut health. It helps to increase those good bugs that we want in our microbiome versus the bad bugs from overgrowing in our microbiomes. So very essential for our health. As you have learned in previous episodes about our gut health and microbiome, how it's like our second brain, our stomach is our second brain of our body, the gut is, so it is important that we're taking care of our gut. And fiber is one way to do that. We think of fiber supplements, at least I have always thought of it, as that powder that I would put in a drink, and it tastes so gross. But there's so many different ways of having a fiber supplement now. There's pills that you can take. Also probably not the best form, as I've taken them before, and you have to take like five of them even to get any sort of result with taking the supplement. And then they have, like my husband was saying, that the Metamucil, that's like that powder that you would put in your drinks. They have little packets now that you can buy. They even have crackers you can eat. I know there is a podcast or a host that we listen to, a radio host that we listen to, and he's always talking about how he eats these fiber crackers to help, of course, with all of the benefits that come along with fiber, eating fiber. So is it worth it? Doctors actually say that because most whole foods that we're eating have such low content of fiber, that this is one of the supplements that is beneficial for us to use. In general, we want to stick away from having supplements, but I think a lot of us aren't eating the right amount of foods and the right foods, if that makes sense, to have enough fiber with just eating whole foods. So in this case, having a fiber supplement is beneficial to us, because the foods, most of them, like our fruits and vegetables that we eat, we think like, oh, this is such high fiber, but really it has like 6 or 4 grams of fiber in it, which is not enough for our bodies to have. And you would have to eat those foods like each meal. And I don't know that all of us can say we're eating those foods with each meal that we sit down to have. So that's where those supplements come in. Of course, you want to get started by only using a small amount. So you don't want to overdo the supplement. I usually would start with like 1 or 2 capsules if I'm taking like the pill form, or adding just 1 scoop to a drink of yours, maybe adding it to a smoothie that you're making, just to boost the fiber that's already in that smoothie. But doing it in small amounts, because you will get some side effects with adding in the right amount of fiber we should be eating. You're going to see probably more bloating, of course, with that, more gas. So doing it really slow to make sure that your body can adjust to the increase in fiber. And then also drinking more water to help with flushing all of it through our system and getting it to where it needs to go in our systems. So that's what I have for fiber supplements.
Yeah, a lot of great benefits there. Improved digestive health, lower cholesterol levels, blood sugar control, weight management, and gut health. So if you're not getting enough fiber from the foods, it's certainly important to look into a supplement. Make sure that you're consulting with a healthcare professional prior to starting a regimen of fiber supplements, especially if you're taking any medications, because at times fiber supplements can hinder the absorption of certain medications. So make sure you consult your doctor if you are on a medication. And you kind of touched on pretty much everything else that goes along with fiber. Again, it's super important to try to get as much fiber as you can from your food and start there. Start making those dietary adjustments if possible to start getting more fiber in your life. And then if you're still not able to reach the goal in terms of getting enough fiber, then you certainly would like to look into some of these supplements after you consult with a doctor, as we mentioned. So fiber supplements, that's what we had for you on that. Make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this podcast with someone that you love so they can live a long, healthy, happy lifestyle. When it comes to fiber supplements, it's a great way to boost your fiber intake. But again, definitely start with food sources and try to have a well-balanced diet that's rich in natural fiber. And we hope that you found this episode very helpful. And remember, make sure that you're getting enough fiber to really have that good digestion and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.